Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Artificial intelligence is going to change our ways of life, our ways of work, and our ways of war. It could usher in scientific progress at a pace never seen before, and much of it could make our lives better. But AI also brings profound risks, from deep fakes to disinformation, to novel pathogens, to bioweapons.
It was actually kind of an interesting speech at the UN yesterday, shorter than I expected, a cool 20, 22 minutes, something like that. And it didn't even feel like much longer than that because, he went pretty quickly. He read it well. No flaws, in that regard. And I mean, a couple of minor stumbles, but nothing worth talking about. Certainly better than I expected. And John, it did not feel like 3 hours.
No, it didn't.
So it was over pretty quickly. But a lot of international relations stuff, which is appropriate for the UN, for his final address at the UN, President Biden, of course. But talking about AI, there was this odd little section in the middle talking about the significance of artificial intelligence, which I actually think is a good thing to throw in because thinking about the future of AI and how it will affect people is a very big deal.
Nothing is certain about how AI will evolve or how it will be deployed. No one knows all the answers. My fellow leaders, it's with humility, I offer two questions. First, how do we as an international community govern AI? As countries and companies race to uncertain frontiers, we need an equally urgent effort to ensure AI safety, security, and trustworthiness.
Yeah, the scope of impact on human activity from work to play to virtually anything you can name is so huge, potentially, that thinking about this before it gets in play, the typical way we do technology is we put it out, we let it run rampant, and then later on we start asking questions like, I don't know, do you think kids ought to have social media? I don't know, do you think we ought to have this television everywhere? These cell phones, though, they're fine, right? Whereas AI is the kind of thing that, if those changed the world, then, God, how much more could AI change the world? And then thinking about it ahead of time and how to govern it before the genie is out of the bottle, so to speak. And we are, at least pretty close to that. For example, think about cloning technology. That's something that has been, on the verge of doing unbelievably concerning and also amazing things. But there's been kind of this willingness to regulate, sort of. And I think what he's saying is when it comes to AI, we need to be ahead of this, not behind it. And I totally agree with him about that.
As AI grows more powerful, it must grow also must grow more responsive to our collective needs and values. Benefits of all must be shared equitably. Should be harnessed to a narrow, not deepened, digital divide. Second, will we ensure that AI supports rather than undermines the core principles that human life has value and all humans deserve dignity?
Yeah, like any technology, are we channeling it, governing it, shepherding it, restricting it, and utilizing it in the ways that maximize the principles that are the bedrock of what we believe matter as human beings, dignity, freedom, individual self-worth, the family. All of the different questions that you might ask and not turning it into or allowing it to become a tool for oppression.
We must make certain that the awesome capabilities of AI will be used to uplift and empower everyday people, not to give dictators more powerful shackles on the human spirit. In the years ahead, there may well be no greater test of our leadership than how we deal with AI.
Yeah, I know. I agree with him. Now, for case in point, okay, and this is kind of an adult subject, but it's a subject that all of your kids are probably familiar with. Okay, at this point, there is a lawsuit been filed in San Francisco, of all places, to fight a truly atrocious application of AI. I'll tell you about that in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. If you're approaching Highway 29 exit on I-10 eastbound, you're going to see some minor delays there. Other than that, I'm not seeing any more delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, trying to decide, you know, what to do in the current market with interest rates, with the changing of commissions to, you know, obviously when there's hurricanes on the horizon, we worry about what that might do to insurance and how that might change, as has been changed over the years, the availability of insurance, the age of a roof, the age of a water heater, the age of an air conditioning are all things that you now have to consider when you're buying or selling a home. Because, you know, look, you might think your home is worth $400, but if you got to put a new roof on it because none of the buyers are willing to take a 12-year-old roof because none of the insurers are able to insure that home, you can see how this can affect your bottom line. Well, knowing what's normal, knowing what to say yes to, no to, and what to expect when you're buying or selling a home, that's why you need a good realtor. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they're very, very good at this. Sold 175 homes last year. They're at 120 plus so far this year. I say plus because it's been about a week since she told me 122. But they are cooking along and in a market that is not as easy as it once was, but they are doing a great job of it. 723-9158, 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. The storm does have significant impact. We are expecting at the Big Bend area. We are on the sort of the outer edge of the effect zone. We are not expecting to be anywhere close to the cone or the center or anything like that. It has stayed pretty true, Apalachicola and east of the Big Bend. But we are continuing to watch it because all the local leaders are saying the same thing. You know, never take it for granted. Things can wobble and shift, but it does look more like that's the case. The real question right now is intensity surge, especially along the west coast of Florida. I told you there was an application about AI that I find horrifying, and it does feed into what President Biden was talking about yesterday and this lawsuit that's been filed in San Francisco. I'll tell you about that when we come right back. I'm Andrew McKay.
It's the return of 0% financing for a very popular Volkswagen from Peakmore Imports. The 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan is now available with 0% financing for a full 60 months. The already discounted Tiguan S is now from $29,499 with a choice to finance through Volkswagen Credit at 0% for a full 5 years. But if 0% isn't your thing, take an additional $2,000 off the already discounted price for a lower sale price of $27,499. And low rates like 2.9% for 60 months are available on the 2024 family-sized Atlas. Or the choice of $3,000 in customer cash. And the Atlas Cross Sport with 2.9% for 60 months are the choice of $2,500 in customer cash. The numbers are looking better and better at Peakmore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to PCI and a standard loan offer not to combine with customer cash discount. Sell price before tax, tax title, and income fee. Take these for details.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
What is your spiritual blood type? Physically speaking, there are four principal blood types: type A, type B, type AB, and type O. And in case of a physical emergency, it's important that you know what your blood type is. However, in case of a spiritual emergency known as sin, death, and hell, it is important that you know what your spiritual blood type is. The hymn writer famously said, "What can wash away my sins?" The answer? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Jesus' blood is an atoning blood. It is an incorruptible blood. It is a precious blood, and it is the only blood that God the Father accepts as a sufficient payment for our sin emergency. So are you covered by the blood of Jesus? If not, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Call upon Christ today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
That's a joke, son. Don't you get it? I made a funny, son, and you're not laughing.
All right, so I mentioned mentioned that there was this application of AI that is genuinely horrifying. And when I saw the headline, I thought, oh, good Lord. I mean, I have to talk about this. I don't want to talk about this. This is atrocious. Here's the headline. Okay, this is kind of an adult conversation, but, I mean, it's about your kids, okay? So I don't know what you want to tell. You know, if you got young kids in the car, I get it. I usually try to warn you if you got kids in the car that, you know, we try to make this a... If it's not going to be family-friendly, I want you to know that in advance, right? So here's the headline. AI-driven deepfake sites that undress women and girls face landmark lawsuit. There are websites, apparently, where you can put a picture of somebody and they'll produce porn for you with that person's face. You know, Bobby on his afternoon show in Pensacola right now used to do a thing called Signs of the Apocalypse. If that's not one, I don't know what is. But there was a case back in February of this year where five students were expelled from a California middle school after creating and sharing AI-generated nude images of 16 eighth grade students. Obviously without any consent. And a lot of, and that would be not just, you know, porn, but child porn. So there's a lawsuit that's been filed by one of the city attorneys in San Francisco and another, a coworker or a collaborator, colleague, whatever. And NBC did a pretty good report on this the other day.
How does this work?
So there's a lot of different ways. I can take a picture of anyone, anytime.
You can take a picture of a girl going to prom.
I can grab it off of her social media page without her even knowing that I have taken it. Go to any number of these websites that are out there and just upload that picture, and it will use artificial intelligence to undress that person.
Good Lord.
Madea and Eisenberg's boss, city attorney David Chu, gave them the go-ahead to pursue legal action against the practice. They say it resulted in a first-of-its-kind lawsuit naming 16 top websites that create and distribute fake nude images of women and girls without consent.
Massive visitorship to these 16 websites.
What we found truly horrified us. There have been over 200 million visitors in just these 16 websites alone.
What do you understand that impact to be?
We know that these images have been used to bully, humiliate, and threaten women and girls. The impact on these victims cannot be underestimated.
200 million visitors. That's David Chu, the city attorney for the city of San Francisco.
Those victims range from massive superstars to high school girls across the country. The suit alleges the practice is not just harmful, it's illegal. They argue even the marketing used by the websites obliterates any notion of consent, pointing out one defendant's advertising. Imagine wasting time taking her out on dates when you can just use the website to get her nudes. Contact information for most of the companies named in the lawsuit could not be found.
The advertising slogan for one of these scuzzball websites is, imagine wasting taking her out on dates when you can just use our website to get her nudes. See, when Biden says that AI has great potential and great danger, huge. Both up and downside to this.
They have violated deepfake pornography laws, child pornography laws.
Do you really think there's a chance you can get these websites shut down?
Absolutely. I don't think there's anyone who defends what is happening here. We're talking about everyday people who are seeing their faces turn into pornography and in too many instances, child pornography.
See, what you need is protection for people's name, image, likeness, voice. Those things need to be things that you as an individual own, and nobody can duplicate them. Nobody can simulate them. That's, you know, we're really on the very shallow end of the pool on this whole prohibiting deep fakes when it comes to political ads and things like that, because it's across the board. Every person is potentially vulnerable to this kind of simulation, even, you know, as in use for fraud, right? Certainly in use for lurid images. Just in terms of lies, slander, defamation, all of that stuff. Yvonne Medeiros, I believe is how you say her name, was one of the lawyers working on this case. She had seen a report about the case, and that's what made her want to file this lawsuit against these companies.
Want to make a difference. You want to look back. I get choked up. Like, you want to make a difference. This makes a difference.
Do you think about your daughter when you feel that way?
I do. I think about my daughter, and I want her to be proud of me. I want her to be proud of what the office does.
7:25 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We have to think faster than the criminals, and we have to act more effectively than the criminals. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Just an accident right now, I-10 westbound, right around mile marker number 8. That's going to cause you some delays. Also, if you're traveling I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, I'd expect about a 20-minute delay through the construction zone just due to heavy volume. Other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Convicted murderer Marcellus Williams has been executed by the state of Missouri. He was put to death by lethal injection on Tuesday, shortly after the U.S. Supreme Court denied his request for a stay of execution. A Senate report finds the Secret Service facing numerous problems, keeping it from doing its job effectively. A 94-page report was released yesterday. It showed a number of failures in security planning and communication, which they say contributed to the assassination attempt against former President Trump in Pennsylvania. And we didn't have too much of a chance to get into this during the last hour, but a boy kidnapped from a park in California, Andrew, 70 years ago, found alive and well. He's a senior citizen now, and he was reunited with his family after his niece found him, apparently did a 23andMe type DNA search. He showed up listed as a relative as being her uncle. Louis Albino is his name. He was 6 years old. He was taken from a park in Oakland in 1951, apparently taken out of state to the East Coast. His family looked for him for years, never found him. So
I assume his parents are passed away.
His mother passed away. She was 92 when she passed away. So it was shortly before they were reunited, but he was able to be reunited with his brother, who he was apparently also at the park with the day he was taken.
What would your family even mean to you at this point? I mean, he didn't even know, I assume, or did he know he was abducted?
I don't believe he had. Well, from what I read, anyway, he didn't really. He was 5 at the time.
Yes,
you know,
right.
So he didn't have all that
memory.
Remember
these people? Yeah. It's God. What a
so probably it doesn't say who raised him when he was taken
That's
out of state,
question.
But
right.
potentially
yeah.
that could have been the abductor that raised him. And that would have been,
I have nothing but questions.
Know?
And God,
absolutely.
You on the one hand, you think, well, you know, at least this sort of rights, but it doesn't do anything to right the wrong. Not really.
No.
In fact, they're more strangers to him and, you know, foreigners than they are his family at this point. It's almost, God, I hate to say it, but it's almost the kind of thing you'd almost wish it had been a secret. You know, does it do more good than harm to even know something like that?
Now, from the report that I read about it, it said he had a nice reunion and was able to, you know, enjoyed getting to know his brother that he'd never met before. So.
Oh, wow. Amazing. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 7:29. Here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need plumbing work, air conditioning, heating, anything along those lines, call Pete, and they will take care of all of that for you, all along the Gulf Coast. Of course, they've been in Pensacola for a long time, Panama City. They started about 55 years ago. Tallahassee, Baldwin County last year they expanded to. Mobile County they expanded to just this year. So they are really growing. Professional service, good products, installation, stand by the work, a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You know, you want to get it done right the first time, you know, you can count on Peden to do that. And right now, because we are kind of at the end of the air conditioning season, right, we're kind of well into the summer now, even past summer, that they have a $1,000 off air conditioning system replacement if you need to get one installed, if they have it in stock. And the whole point is to clear out their inventory, right? So $1,000 off. Now, you know, getting a new AC is a lot of money, but getting $1,000 off is a nice way to reduce some of that pain for you. Also, get your AC system service for this fall, you know, before the high demand for getting that stuff is done. Peden, PEADEN.com. We are, of course, keeping an eye on Helene. We're expecting it to, it is a tropical storm now. It's expected to become a hurricane later today. Not expected to come this way, although on the water there is a tropical storm warning off the coast, but nothing on land for our 2 or 3 county area in the panhandle.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Former President Trump delivers remarks at a campaign event in Mint Hill, North Carolina. He will appear at a manufacturing plant that used to be primarily offshore but added thousands of U.S. jobs due to the Trump administration's America First policies. That from the campaign. Vice President Harris holds her fourth event in Pittsburgh since taking over for President Biden at the top of the ticket. Time is running out for residents in Florida.
Very concerned.
Yeah, preparing for the soon-to-be Hurricane Helene.
I need people to be on alert because we do think this is going to rapidly intensify within the next 24 hours. And a major hurricane making landfall on Florida's Big Bend and the Panhandle tomorrow evening.
Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean, the storm surge could be as high as 10 feet. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 76 degrees in Pensacola. The body of a missing diver was recovered in Okaloosa County yesterday. 31-year-old Jeremy Carmichael was found in the Gulf. Tuesday morning he was found roughly in the general area he'd last been seen in, which was southwest of the East Pass in Destin. The Coast Guard had been searching for him. That search took 36 hours and covered over 2,000 nautical miles. The Florida FWC is handling that investigation. Big news if you live near Woodlawn Middle School in Santa Rosa County. There's a new project that may help with busy school traffic in the neighborhood there.
We were able to work with PSC and work a way that we could connect the soccer field to the Woodlawn Middle School, which will alleviate some of that bus traffic going through the subdivision.
Santa Rosa County Administrator Brad Baker, and he says they're currently working on a new access road that would extend out from the roundabout on the PSC campus to the middle school. That would be for buses only, though, not open for private vehicles, but it would cut down on bus traffic through that Woodlawn neighborhood. The Waterfront Rescue Mission launched the Hope for Her program September 3rd. They say they quickly discovered there was a big need for the services provided. On their opening night, 14 women arrived in need of a place to stay. They say that number is now growing, with 28 beds for overnight guests, 14 beds for women involved in their programs. The mission is giving women a safe place to sleep at night and access to services that they need. If you'd like to help, Waterfront Rescue Mission is looking for clothing donations and also for women that may be interested in volunteering at that shelter. The new Baptist Hospital campus has been open for just over a year now. Baptist Vice President Brett Aldridge says they've been spending this last few days celebrating and reflecting.
Really, the vision of that campus started with Pensacola deserves the best. And so, like I shared with you before, we went around the country trying to find the best technology, the best design. And I think that's what we've been able to deliver here. And in our community, I think, has appreciated it and responded to it.
And Aldridge also says they've created more than 700 new jobs as a result of that new campus over on Brent Lane. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump have now agreed to a couple of town hall events next month. Those will be hosted by Univision. Journalist Enrique Acevedo will be fielding audience questions from undecided Hispanic voters. Trump will be hosting his town hall October 8th in Miami. And Harris will be hosting hers October 10th in Las Vegas. Helene is disrupting plans on the Space Coast. NASA announced yesterday they'll be postponing tomorrow's joint SpaceX launch of the Crew 9 mission. The new launch time was set for Saturday afternoon at Cape Canaveral. And an astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut will be going to the International Space Station once that mission gets off the ground. 735 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Just seeing that one accident involving a patrol car, I-10 westbound right around mile marker number 8, which is causing some delays. Also, if you're going to I-10 eastbound, you're going to see some delays all the way backed up to 9 Mile through Highway 29 construction zone, so just be aware of that. Also, if you're traveling Highway 29 to 9 Mile, you're going to see some major backups there. And also through P Ridge, you're just seeing some congestion backups. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We will have some scattered showers and thunderstorms today as we have a little more moisture building in. 70% chance of rain, high near 85, low tonight near 72 degrees. On Thursday, we will be looking at a high rain chance as a cold front starts to make its way into the area. 80% chance of rain, high near 80 degrees. We are tracking Helene. It is expected to make landfall well to our east, but we will be seeing some rough coastal conditions as our main impact from this. Looking at a dangerous rip current day and some high surf. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 76 degrees in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, 74 right now in Milton, seeing some scattered showers around the area. Our next news at 8 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Breaking news, Google said in an antitrust complaint filed that Microsoft uses unfair licensing contracts in its Azure cloud computing business to stifle competition. In its complaint, Google said Microsoft makes it harder for customers to move their workloads to competitors' clouds. British real estate portal Rightmove has rejected a sweetened $8.1 billion takeover proposal from Australian property listing firm REA Group. Rightmove said the bid undervalues the company. Novo Nordisk's top executive has faced a Senate grilling over the high prices of the company's weight loss drug Wegovy and diabetes treatment Ozempic. Senator Bernie Sanders argues that Novo Nordisk charges Americans substantially higher prices for the medications than it does for patients in other countries. Futures are slightly lower after the Dow and the S&P 500 both closed at record highs yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
Seeking the pulse of economic strength?
The Port of Pensacola is more than a name. It's the driving force behind Northwest Florida's progress. Home to over 20 major businesses, from C-Mex Materials to General Electric Wind Energy, and now the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, they've been a catalyst for prosperity and growth. Ready to shape the future? Visit portofpensacola.com and discover how they power the region's success.
Big Time Entertainment presents live in concert the legendary Oak Ridge Boys in Pensacola. Members of the Grand Ole Opry, Country Music Hall of Fame, and five-time Grammy Award winners, the Oak Ridge Boys. The Oak Ridge Boys. The Oak Ridge Boys, American Made Farewell Tour, Sunday, October 6th at the Sanger Theater in Pensacola.
My baby is American.
Than 30 top 10 hits and over a dozen number ones. The Oak Ridge Boys, one night only.
After y'all come back, salute.
Get your tickets now at the Sanger Theater box office or Ticketmaster.com.
And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night.
The Oak Ridge Boys.
Yes, I'm setting.
Don't miss the Oak Ridge Boys at the Sanger Theater in Pensacola, October 6th.
Cat Country 98.7 congratulates the recent winners in the 2024 Pensacola News Journal Community Choice Awards. Here is one of the recent winners who can say they are the best of the Bay.
The Butcher Shop has been voted Best of the Bay, Best Meat Market for 9 years running. The Butcher Shop says thanks to everyone who voted, as well as their loyal customers and hardworking staff, offering the finest world-class meats and customer service. Open daily 8 till 6. The Butcher Shop, 2405 Langley Avenue, Pensacola.
Congratulations to all the Best of the Bay winners.
September 2020. The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A northwestward motion is expected on Tuesday and Tuesday night.
But then, Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Ivan 20 years ago. Which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local.
local, dependable.
Good morning, 740 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News, and Mayor D.C. Reeves always joins us at this time on a Wednesday. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show, sir. Good to have you.
Thank you, Andrew. Glad to be back.
Great to have you. So the big issue to me that I want to talk about with you, we'll talk about the storm a little bit, but the big issue I want to talk about was this homeless ordinance that you guys are offering for Thursday night, the anti-camping ordinance, I should say. It's not really a homeless ordinance per se. If people haven't been following this story, of course, the governor signed into law HB 1365. I think that's the number, if I'm not mistaken, the one that prohibits camping in public spaces. And your proposal now is to prohibit camping on private property, including residences, unless they have the permission of the owner, and any camping on businesses or commercial properties or anything like that, and to prohibit sleeping in cars as well as a sub-definition of camping. Do I basically have this right?
That's a pretty good summary.
Okay, so let's start with the first question I have is the camping in cars one. I know the idea here was to enact basically the state statute at the local level, but this actually goes beyond the state statute. The camping in cars one is actually allowed under the state statute. Why is that one included in this one?
Well, just to back up a second, I mean, you've laid it out correctly. Ultimately, one of the largest fundamental misunderstandings about homelessness and visible homelessness in any city is what the city's ability to do or not do something is. And all you got to do is go on social media or, I'll get an email every now and then that says, I don't want to look at that person. Why don't you pick them up? There's been court precedent for years and years, and we'll have to go over on radio, that has certain precedent in place that says that, that really tied the hands of cities and states. And that has now all changed and continues to change within the last 6 months. So I think it's important for people to understand the context of how we've gotten here. So to your point, House Bill 1365 voted in by the legislature. And so 98% of what we're presenting to council on Thursday night is so we can actually have some level of enforcement of those rules. As it sits on the current ordinances in the books, those state laws are great, but we have no ability to do anything, under the current ordinances of the city. So that this is really a true up, if you will, of ordinances. I'd let Mike Wood tomorrow give you better anecdotal examples, but what I can tell you is what we wanted to eliminate is the difference between camping on private property or public property and being in a vehicle on a public commercial property and that being the difference. We just had some particular issues with that. That was added in there on the advice, frankly, of legal counsel and enforcement. So, I certainly have a lot of trust in them of knowing what's out there. What are some of the problems that we deal with? So we've included that in there.
Okay. Yeah. Cause that's the one, honestly, I was at first concerned about the prohibitions on commercial property. I think there's questions about vacant property and enforcement of the, residential property without permission of the owner. We can talk about that in a second, but the car one is the one that caught me by surprise specifically because, the state statute protects that essentially. And when I think about the homeless population, as you well know, of course, there's lots of different dimensions to it. But there are a significant number of people who they have a job, they have enough money to afford rent, and then something changes, something hits, rent goes up, whatever, some crisis. And they move from their apartment into their car and often with kids, right? And, kids in a shelter space is very challenging. There are very few opportunities for that. So for a lot of homeless people, living in their car is the only viable option for both safety and just having a place to do it. this would now seem to make that illegal, and I'm worried about the impact of doing that.
Well, understand, and again, this is probably too convoluted of an issue to talk about. I'll come back into the studio and we can talk through it. But
okay.
What I'd tell you is currently there is no overnight sleeping in vehicles in public spaces and public right of way right now. I mean, could you imagine if, you know, whether it was an RV or a bus, if you just had public space that was taken up by RVs and buses and cars and everything like that. We already have rules against that as it is. There isn't just stay and sleep in your car or your RV in a public parking lot for as long as you want. That you know, as you can imagine, that doesn't exist.
Right now it's illegal for somebody to sleep in their car on a street where there's no parking restrictions?
You are not allowed to be staying overnight in public parking spaces. No.
But what about like on a like what about on a street, like in a community or something, or just on a street where there's, you know, street parking and no prohibition on overnight parking?
We're getting technical enough. You'd probably need to ask Vanessa in our city attorney's office. I'm not a lawyer. I'm just what I'm telling you is the examples that come across my desk, which are RVs. There'd been one that had been at Corinne, in the city spaces along Corinne Jones on Government that's
okay.
There back and forth overnight. And no, absolutely. I'm fairly confident in telling you that it's not permitted because where would it end? I mean, in other words, as I said, why wouldn't every public spot be an RV space that you could just stay in overnight? If you were allowed to just...
Yeah, I see that concern. I'm seeing both. I am seeing the concern of what happens when this gets out of hand, certainly. But I'm also seeing the concern of... And I don't really know numbers. I mean, I have no idea what the numbers are, but I'm guessing that you're talking in the hundreds of people who live in cars in our community. And so if you're making it illegal to sleep in a car... Unless you can find a place to park that somebody's going to allow and give you permission for, I always get the concerns. But I also am worried about outlawing homelessness itself, and then where do these people go? You know, it's fine to remove people from the park, but where do you drop them off? You know, that's kind of where I'm at on all of this. Let me just put you on.
I think that's an important conversation for us to have as a community, hasn't really happened. So,
yeah,
you know, and that's what makes this issue complex is it's like, oh, where are these people going to go? Well, we're investing $1.1 million in temporary shelters to be given to our current existing nonprofits out there that are already helping reduce homelessness. Anybody else can join us if they'd like in trying to also mitigate, invest dollars into trying to lower those things. And our nonprofit, I'm not speaking of our nonprofits who do an amazing job. I just met with them 2 weeks ago. I'm talking about, our business community, our local city, state governments. And one of my biggest issues with this ordinance as a whole, or with this House Bill 1365, and I've shared this with Senator Dates and some of our state leadership is that, this is an unfunded mandate, understand
right.
We have obligations in this. It clearly states that we have to cure within 5 days if someone is camping on private property or in someone's doorway on Talfot Street. We have to cure
right.
that within 5 days. That is state law.
And like you said, it's unfunded, and you can be sued come January. You can be sued if you're not properly remedying this problem.
Correct.
Let me put you on hold for just a second, Mr. Mayor. Hang on just a second. I am so late to get in traffic, but I know I got to get traffic in here. We'll be right back to this conversation. Go ahead, John.
There's an accident on I-10 westbound. No roadblock on I-10 westbound, but if you're going from Avalon trying to get onto I-10 to go west, we're seeing some major delays on Avalon. Other than that, traffic's rolling good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
And we just got a note in from Nixle that in Gulf Breeze, northbound traffic on Highway 98 is backed up due to a stall. Drive with caution there. So just as it just came in. Back to Mayor D.C. Reeves. So we've been talking about this issue of homeless enforcement and the problem. One of the other things in the ordinance that caught my attention, and I know the city council talked about this. Well, what about my grandkids camping in my backyard. Well, with permission of the homeowner is fine. But I think that's kind of the clean case. The more complicated case is, what do you do when somebody is, for example, staying overnight in a vacant home or in an undeveloped lot, and then, you know, the PPD rolls up and says, hey, you got to go. And they're like, no, we have permission. How do you verify that? Who do you contact? How do you get in touch with the even the commercial? Commercial will be prohibited, but, you know, all these residential, how do you verify that they've got or don't have permission?
Well, to answer that correctly, what you'd have to ask is, what do we do right now?
Yeah.
So right now the answer is the city has no ability to do anything, we could run through every ordinance of the city and I can give you a gray area example of, well, how are you going to verify that? Well, right now we can't verify, nor do we have the enforcement ability to do anything. So, we could gray area the other way and say, well, we don't have an ordinance at all. And I'm not sure if that's the owner or not, but we're just going to allow people to continue to, you know, camp on this person's vacant property, whether they have permission or not. What I can tell you is we run into lots of those gray areas. Is, hey, there's a neighbor. I think that we had an issue on Lejeune Drive, since I've been there, where there's people camping, and do they have permission or not? And we can't get a hold of them. So then now what you have is an encampment for weeks and weeks that may or may not have been permissible by the owner. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes, there's going to be gray areas in everything we do, but at least we're getting ourselves to a point where the city, per the state law as well, it has the ability to do something about trying to enforce the law.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, maybe what I'm thinking here is, as I read the ordinance and I thought about the implications, it feels like maybe there's some elements to it that need more refining. Maybe a protocol for contacting the owner would be an important element of it. Maybe some kind of discussion about what to do with people who are staying in their cars, or, you know, how much time would that be? I don't know. Just, you know, I totally agree with you that we don't want, you know, RVs camped at Bayview Park or Corinne Jones or even on streets. That there's certainly, when it becomes enough, it becomes a real problem. On the other hand, I just want to be cautious about, you know, look, I lived near Grants Pass, where the Supreme Court case originated that ruled that cities could basically ban homelessness. And, you know, even though we might be allowed to do so, I'm not sure that that's the city that we want to be, even though I totally understand all of the challenges that come with public homelessness and panhandling and all of the rest of it. So, it seems like a lot more conversation to be had. So,
exactly. And I would say, look, I appreciate that. You believe in the city's ability to track every person on the hour and every space that we own at every public property.
Right.
The reality is, let's talk reality, which is,
agreed.
Are we going to know every person spending one night in one vehicle in one place? No, we don't know that now. I mean, that's impossible in this size of a city. This ordinance would allow us, if we're talking about a serial issue, to be able to uphold that ordinance.
Yeah, and look, I think I know where your heart is on this, and I know where the city council is on this. I just think as we all know, it's an incredibly complicated thing to think about, and I'm just a little concerned that the way this ordinance is written, it's going to be putting us in more of a harassing kind of paradigm with some of these people than we need to be. But I also get what you're trying to accomplish too. I'm very conflicted on this one, as you can tell.
Yeah.
I know you guys are getting a lot of thought to it as well. We always like to end with a little bit of a quick round, a lightning round, just some, you know, kind of fun topics. And, you know, obviously we had a pretty serious conversation. Here's a simple one. When you have leftovers, what kind of container do you put them in? Or are you an anti-leftovers kind of guy? I mean, are you Rubbermaid, Tupperware, you know, the sour cream container, or are you anti-leftover?
Just a Tupperware guy, I guess.
Okay.
But if I can find them, matching top. That's the key. It's whichever one I can find the top.
The same gremlins that get rid of your socks in the dryer, right? Are the ones responsible for the Tupperware.
Exactly.
Was there a book that you can remember that first got you interested in reading? We've been talking about how, teachers have gone and schools have gone away from reading whole books, which I think is a horrendous decision. But is there a book that got you excited about reading back in the day?
I was big into the Goosebumps books back in the day.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if that dates me.
No.
I've read a few of those, and they were short enough, you know, for my attention span. So that was cool.
Hey, look, short books are books that get read a lot of times. And then the last one, and this is just going to be, you know, there's no resolving this one, but it is an interesting note. The word C-A-R-A-M-E-L, you know, the inside of a Rolo, for example. How do you say that word for that golden, delicious gooiness?
Yeah, I would say caramel. I mean, there it can't be. I joke and call it caramel, but that would assume that there's not another A. So.
All right. Well, these are the frustrations that I deal with in my life. So I think we can probably still be friends, and we can at least have a professional relationship. It's caramel. It's a caramel.
Okay. All right. So it's C-A-R-M-E-L is what you're saying?
That's right.
Like the city in California?
Yeah. That's and when you know, you don't caramelize the onions. But, you know, that's a conversation for another day. Mayor D.C. Reeves, always a pleasure. We look forward to it. I'm sure it will be a very robust discussion tomorrow at City Council, and we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks,
David. 755 News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Oh, yeah, that helps. That's right. Still dealing with that accident. I-10 westbound right around mile marker number 22. It's going to cause some delays for the Avalon people getting from Avalon Boulevard to I-10. Seeing some major backups on I-10 eastbound all the way back to 9 Mile through Highway 29 through that construction zone. Other than that, traffic's rolling good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, Paul Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
For some of us, it's way more than just hunting. Hunting is one of the best things in life, and Jim's Firearms is proud to be a part of it. Let the team at Jim's Firearms help you prepare for a successful hunting season. With a large selection of shotguns and rifles, you're sure to find one to meet your shooting needs. Jim's Firearms, West Pensacola, corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento Road.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Show me the money!
I don't know why Jeremy McGuire needed it at this moment. Hey, we're getting a lot of notes in here about the homeless thing, so we'll talk about this a little bit more coming up next hour, but I want every homeless person off the streets, if we can do it, both for their benefit and for the city's appeal benefit. But at the same time, you know, becoming so hostile to homeless people who are just trying to survive, it's, God, this is a very, very difficult issue. It really is.